Phoneboy Speaks, episode 94. My, what a big phone you have.
In my travels, I've occasionally seen people with these big Samsung Galaxy Note-type devices, and it's kind of curious to me what the appeal is of them. I sat next to a guy today, and he pulled out his ginormous phone, and I'm like, okay, so I've seen these around, and they look kind of cool, so tell me what you like about it versus, you know, I don't know, an iPhone or something. And he goes off and says, you know, because I have this phone, and yes, it's a little bit... It seems like it's big at first, but once you have it, you realize it's really not that big. And if you have a device that size, you don't need a tablet because it's the screen's big enough you can do stuff with it. And it's, you know, it's still small enough you can put it in your pocket. So now when you travel, you don't have to carry a tablet separate. You can just carry this and be done. But, you know, the other side of that, of course, is that now you've collapsed some devices into one, and now you've got one device that if the battery goes, you're stuffed. But, you know, on the other hand, the Samsung Galaxy Note actually has a removable battery, because the other thing that he noticed was he couldn't power it back on, and he said, okay, well, you know, you can hold one of the buttons down. I said, oh, you just remove the battery. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forget about that, because as an iPhone person, I don't have a removable battery. Well, that's not true. I can remove the battery, but it requires some screwdrivers, and, you know, it's just not something I can do randomly, right? So I like the thinking behind that, right? And that's, and I remember back when I had a, you know, like a Nokia communicator many years ago, that was a cool thing, was that, yeah, it could be kind of a laptop. It could be, you know, sort of the one device that rules all. And I still like that concept, right? Although I do like my iPhone, and, you know, maybe the iPhone 5 will be a little bit bigger, but only marginally bigger. It's still not quite, it's not that size of the Samsung Galaxy Note 2 or whatever. And so I think I'm starting to see the appeal of a device that size. That said, there's got to be some other stuff that has to go with it. I'm surprised that I saw the battery in the Samsung device, and it seemed like, God, that was really small. You could make that whole back of that phone a battery, and just think of the battery life you have. Because, let's face it, I mean, Apple has this problem, everybody has this problem. It's that our phones have gotten more powerful, but our batteries still suck, right? They're still have no energy to them. They're still just this, you know, they still barely last half a day, right? I've got a battery case on my iPhone, and in fact, I swap it midday because I that keeps the battery topped off. But I mean, if I have to go many, many, many hours, I actually burn through both of those battery packs and get pretty. I won't say I get all the way to the end of my battery, but you know, I want to make sure I get through a day and not have to plug in. And so that's how I do it is with battery cases, and it's because I can't replace the battery in the iPhone. But anyway. It is. That's just. I can see the appeal of it. I don't know that I will necessarily buy an Android device anytime soon. But again, I see the appeal, and I think that there's So, you know, I'm glad those devices are available. Maybe Apple will produce one like that. Maybe the iPad Mini Mini will actually be the iPhone 6. Who knows? I mean, that would be. It would be cool, but, you know, I don't know. Apple will do what Apple's going to do. I'm not going to hold off and, you know, wait until, you know, hold my breath until Apple produces one. When it comes time to make that decision, you know, I'll look at devices and decide what I'm going to buy. And it may be that I buy another iPhone, or maybe I go Android like Robert Scoble did. Although, again, I'm not going to be making a decision based on stuff that's in the pipeline. I'm going to make a decision on what's available today that I know I'm going to get a good value for, and that it's going to last me a long time. So, you know, we'll just have to wait and see what's out when I'm ready to buy a phone or a tablet or whatever.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.